Hey guys, if you are still with me, then you're not afraid of Revelation. So we're on Monday's study. We're going to do chapters 4 and 5 today. In chapter 4, first of all, we have a shift from the seven churches it talks about who are in Asia Minor or modern-day Turkey to this chapter 4 completely shifts gears. And in chapter 4, God reminds the Christians that he is on the throne and that he is in total control. Now, I think it's a good time to mention this for pre-tribulation believers. These are people who believe that the rapture happens. Stay with me here at the beginning of the seven-year tribulation. Okay. Remember, there are people who are pre-tribulation believers, mid-tribulation believers, which is about 3.5 years past that time, and then people who are post-rapture believers, post-tribulation believers at the end of the 7 years. See, I'm even confusing myself, but I'm not going to re-record this. I'm doing it one time. Okay, but for pre-tribulation believers, the rapture, so when Christ comes down and takes all of the Christians from the earth in the twinkling of an eye, all the Christians are gone and in heaven with him. For those people, they believe that, and I think there's a lot of scriptures that indicate this, that rapture happens after chapter 3 and before chapter 4. So we would go from him addressing the churches in those seven cities to the rapture occurring where Jesus returns and takes all of his believers back to heaven. And then we switch gears here in chapter 4 and 5. And chapter 4 and 5 seem to show events that happen in heaven after the rapture. So a vision of the throne of God. And then in chapters, hang with me here, 6 to 18 kind of details what happens on earth after the rapture, okay? So if you're still with me, good. If you're not, then I'm probably not doing a very good job of explaining this. So while chapter 4 gives us a vision of God's throne, okay, in heaven, chapter 5 gets the ball rolling here by talking about a sealed scroll in heaven, okay? So picture a sealed scroll. Back then, they would seal scrolls with wax, okay? So you've got these sealed scrolls, and this scroll contains the secrets of the future, okay? Now, the only way to see what will happen is to break the seven seals on the scroll. Okay, so there's a scroll, has all the secrets of the future, and only one person can break those seven seals. You know who that is? You guessed it, Jesus, right? Jesus breaks the seals one by one, and each one of these describe, and we'll read about these, horrible happenings on earth. Okay, and not until all seven seals are broken does the new heaven and new earth become clear. Okay, so the last seal is the worst seal. Now, we're going to dig in a little deeper here. So the last seal reveals what's called seven trumpets. So you have seven seals. Jesus breaks each of the seven seals, which show horrible, each of them horrible happenings on earth. The last of these seven seals reveal seven trumpets. Okay, sounds kind of weird. Again, the imagery behind this is hard to understand. Okay, seven seals are broken. They represent seven horrible events that are going to happen. The seventh seal reveals seven trumpets, and each of those trumpets showed more disasters. Okay, now, some scholars, there's kind of some different thoughts on this. Some scholars think that the seventh trumpet contains what's called, you'll read about this, seven bowls. Okay, like a cereal bowl. Think of that. So these seven bowls it talks about are filled with plagues that will hit the earth before it's all over. So seven seals are opened, right? Which are seven horrible events. The last seal contains seven trumpets that show seven more disasters. And the seventh trumpet contains seven bowls filled with plagues. Now, I sure hope the rapture happens before this, but if it doesn't, we will all know that time is short and we're all going to be okay in the end, right? We'll see this unfolding before us. That would be crazy. I tend to lean towards a pre-rapture, pre-tribulation rapture, okay? So we would already be taken to heaven before this if Christ returns during our lifetimes, okay? I tend to go towards that, but if for some reason I'm wrong on that, then we'll know because we'll see these plagues and all of these things happening here. Now, some Bible scholars do think that these seven bowl plagues happen simultaneously with the seven trumpet judgments, right? Like, let's get them all over at the same time. But either way, it's going to be bad on earth, okay? So the seven seals and the seven trumpets are the main theme of these chapters. And then starting down in chapter 12, it'll start over again explaining the details of what it's already told us about, okay? Clear as mud? Everybody clear as mud here. Just read it, use a study Bible, and get as deep as you wish to, or just get a general overview, remembering that the main point is horrible things happen, Jesus wins, we spend eternity with him, okay? Whichever way you choose to take that, that is okay. But for today, go ahead and read chapters 4 and 5. I'll be back with you again tomorrow.